Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have two charges from Maximum Confidence March on February 15th, and I'm not sure what they're for. Well,
okay.
Actually, one's on the 15th and one's on the 19th. Can you tell me what they're for?
Okay, yes, sir. If you will, please provide me with your zip code, and I'll be able to pull up that account.
95123.
And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Robert Abbott.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate that account for you. Okay, ma'am. I meant, sir, forgive me. I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address that we have on file for security purposes?
6125 Dunn Avenue, San Jose, California, 95123.
Okay, yes, sir. And it says here on February 15th, you ordered a smartwatch, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. That tablet got shipped out on the 16th. And on the 19th, you got charged $56.95, and that was for an online gadget store. And
for an online what?
Gadget store. It looks like here, I just pulled up the terms and conditions where the smartwatch got ordered from. And it says here that since the account was not canceled within, it looks like they gave you a 48-hour time period to cancel the account. And looks like since it wasn't canceled, it got enrolled into that online gadget store. And that $56.95 charge that you see is that membership fee. But it says here that they should have emailed you regarding that. And also you receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled.
Well, first of all, I didn't get the watch till yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know how you charge it, and I do not want to watch.
You said you did not want the watch?
No. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, sir, but did you order the watch though, sir?
Yes. But I got it yesterday. What's yesterday? The 25th.
The 25th, yes.
I got it on the 25th. And you tell me you charged me on the 19th for some period of time. And I didn't even get it till yesterday.
Okay, again, sir, it was in their terms and conditions. This is where I got that information from. I do apologize about the inconvenience, but what I just read was on their website as well. It may have been at the very bottom of the page, but it was on their website as well. And so with that being said, sir, I can get this account canceled for you, and I can offer you a 35% discount on those charges.
I don't want a 35%. I got the watch yesterday. Not 2 weeks ago, not a month ago, yesterday. It's a very, very, very cheap watch. I do not want it. I got it yesterday, and I called you today. I want a complete refund. I will mail the watch back to you.
Okay, sir. So, again, that was done from an online vendor. So, if you were to send that item back, it will end up in the warehouse and right back at your address. And so,
What do you mean by an online vendor? You did not sell the watch.
No, sir. We are a third-party call center. We don't handle any websites or products. We just handle the accounts.
Well, who did I order it from then?
So it looks like here you ordered it from that online gadget store. It says here in their terms and conditions that it was a welcoming gift.
I ordered it from who?
An online gadget store called Factory Direct savings store.
Wait, please go a little slower because I'm trying to write all this down because I want to call the people who sent this out. Okay, so please start again and go a little slower. I can't write as fast as you can talk. Go ahead.
Factory direct.
Just a second. Factory direct. Okay, go ahead.
Saving.
Spell it.
S-A-V-I-N-G store.
Factory Direct Savings Store. And how do I contact Factory Direct Savings Store?
I'm guessing you should be able to go on their website and there should be a place for you to contact. But again, I can get this account canceled for you, and I can, again, I understand you didn't want the 35% discount, so I did put it in, so I can get you a 50% discount.
If you can get me a 99% discount, I still do not want it. I want a 100% discount.
Yes, sir, and again, it was in their terms and conditions, and that does validate it as a valid charge.
I got the watch yesterday. What if I got it a year from now? Are they still going to say, well, it was in the time that was in the thing?
Okay, sir. So I just added my family and friends discount, and I can get you a 75% discount if you would like.
I told you, my friend, 99 is not good enough. Okay, keep going. You're headed in the right direction, but you're not doing what I want. I'm not going to pay a penny. It's a piece of garbage.
Okay, sir, you agreed to those terms and conditions when you ordered that watch.
I agreed to nothing. I didn't agree to something that came this late after being ordered. And then you tell me, well, it was back in another day before I even had the watch in my possession.
Okay, sir. I got this account canceled for you. I got that refund issue back to you. $56.95. You should see that back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. And would you like that cancellation number?
Oh, I would love it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
The number is C as in Charlie.
Charlie. 2 5 5 9 9 0 0 1 1 3 3 5 5 0 0 9. Let me read the whole thing back. Charlie 2 5 4 0 1 3 5 0 9.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And that number is confirming this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately. Again, you should see that refund in the next 3 to 5 business days. You should also receive an email regarding that refund. And if that is all, sir, I thank you for calling customer service. And I hope
you
have a great rest of your day. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.